discipleship hour, and sometimes it turns into almost like a service. And I always mention all the preach on that. And she always write down the titles. And we make up a title right there. What you gonna name it, Pastor? And I said, well, we're gonna name it this, and I'm gonna preach on that. But sometimes I don't preach on it, but I get excited about sharing the gospel, sharing the word of God, just trying to equip the people of God of what the word is really saying. Come to understand that I'm more of a I guess I am a pastor, but I'm more of a teacher of the word. Praise God. So this particular scripture came to my mind, and even Sister Marcia texted me and was telling me about the seed. And the seed cannot sin. I want us to understand that the seed is 100. And she says, you gonna name it that, Pastor? I might name it that. If the seed is 100. We know that because the seed comes from God. This perfect God that we serve, Sister Carolyn, we serve this God that he doesn't make a mistake, that sometimes we question why this and why that, and even in our families and our loved ones and all these type of things that happen, that occur in our life. But there's something that he placed on the inside of us when we were born again. I'm talking about the ones that done got saved. But the seed is 100. It's one thing about the devil is that he don't want us to be victorious, but he wants us to live in defeat. And so when you think about these definitions, I'm going to get to read the scripture in a minute. It says that victory, and I looked up this definition, it said victory, a conquest, a gaining of superiority in a contest, overcoming an enemy. Oh, let me read that again. Overcoming an enemy, success in a struggle to endeavor against odds or difficulties. That was the definition for victory. Then defeat was to suffer, prevention of success, loss of a contest, failure to be overthrown. So we come to the scripture, and we establish this as our text scripture. It says, he that committed sin is of the devil. Because there is no sin in God. There's no sin in Christ. So, for the devil sinned from the beginning for this purpose. Here goes the purpose. The Son of God was manifested that we might destroy the works of the devil. See, the devil is constantly at work to defeat us. And he sent his only begotten Son because he wants us to be victorious. But we have to do our part in order to be victorious in this life that we walk in. So it says, whosoever, and here it is right here, whosoever is born of God does not sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. We got to get this clear and understood, because what are we saying? Are you saying that I'm going to be perfect? No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that the seed that the Father gave to us through Jesus Christ cannot sin. Your flesh, see, here's the battle. The flesh so weak. Can I say it like the flesh is weak? And the things, you remember Paul, he was talking about it in Romans, and he said the things that I want to do, I find myself I'm not doing it, but that the sin is always present. That's because the devil wants to defeat us on every side. But the seed, somebody say, but the seed. See, the seed want to do right. The seed wants to live righteously. The seed wants to please God. See, the seed is going to always be 100, but we got to let it manifest in us when we get to that point in our life to say, what decision am I going to make? Am I going to allow the seed, right, to be able to guide me and lead me? Because the seed, it can't sin. It cannot sin. But this flesh is something else. And even in the Bible it says that the spirit is willing, against their sin all the time. They don't have no conscience about it. They reprobate in their mind. They deliberately do it. But the born again believer, because the seed is in you, and you ought to have some type of remorse. You ought to be saying, oh man, I shouldn't have did that. You ought to have, see, I was talking about it in discipleship hour. I said, people, I want to rededicate my life. You, come on now. You get saved one time. You get born again one time.
Yes.
You don't have to keep coming up here. See, repentance is for the believer.
Yes.
See, repentance is for the believer. See, because you don't have to get saved again.
Right.
You just have to repent.
Right.
Repentance is for you when you make a mistake, when you sin because your flesh is so weak. Because the seed is 100 all the time. It cannot sin because it comes from God.
Yes.
Right? So, in this passage, John writes, the person that dwells in Christ proceeds not in the act of transgression because the seed is on the inside of him, and he doesn't go in and he say, okay, I'm not going to proceed in this because there's a change that's taking place in me. And we know when a seed is planted, it has to go through a process. And sometimes people that are born again, they're more mature than others, you know, because they've learned how to control their vessels. They've learned how to allow the seed to manifest in their spirit. And so when it's come to make a decision, whether wrong or right, or something that is an abomination to our God, they learn how to control their vessel and be led by the Spirit, which is the seed which cannot sin. So, denying sin is the incredible evidence of the spiritual association with and continuation in and the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He that doeth righteously is upright, and being a follower of Christ shows his faith in his obedience and his sufferings. See, sometimes, even through our sufferings, through our persecutions and all the things that we come through, we find ourselves compromising because of maybe the people that we hang around with. And you know that it wasn't right for you to do it or to go or to say or to comment on, because of what they're saying, it don't line up with what you believe. And so sometimes we compromise that because we don't want to go through the suffering. We don't want to go through the persecutions. We don't want people to call us no Bible thumpers. They think they know everything. They always talking about the Bible. That's good. Even Peter, when they was getting ready, you remember Peter, and I always talk about that because he was A1, day one, and all that. He was stumped down. He kept it 100. And, you know, ain't nothing but the seed is 100. Because and when he got caught up in a situation, he went to compromise. He forgot all that stuff. He said, you know, sometimes we forget all that stuff. We say all that holy stuff that we're talking about. And we get caught up, and we'll cuss folk out, and we'll get in arguments. And we be ready to get confrontation. I ain't talking to none of y'all. Ain't none of y'all ever went through that. We be out on the job, and we go to talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about y'all though. But Peter was so down. Yeah, he was down. But when he got caught up in a situation, when it was time to go through the suffering, see. When it was time to go through the suffering, he backpedaled, didn't he? Because he said, no, I wasn't with them. Y'all read your Bible. I'm just talking. I don't know what you're talking about, because Jesus had already told him that you was going to deny me 3 times.
Yes.
But when it came down to the suffering, he said, no, I see how y'all doing. And they slapping Jesus all upside the head and spitting on him and doing all kind of stuff to him. And he witnessed it. He like, I don't want to go through that suffering right there. So he already had told him. He said, for the rooster even start talking, you're going to deny me. And then he went around. The Bible say, I think it was a damsel or a young lady or whatever. He went to different places. He was all over there warming his hands. But his language, the way he talked, it identified him. And so sometimes
we can start talking, see, because our conversation ought to change, right? All that, you know, all the other stuff that we used to talk about, the contents and all that, see, all that stuff ought to change because the seed is on the end. See, the seed 100. And the seed, it helps you to mature and to grow that you may be able to walk in the commandments of God and the precepts of God and to be reminded. See, it's a reminder. And it reminds us that, okay, hold up, your conversation ought to change. But Peter had the dialect. He had the tone. He had the holy swag, right? And they recognized that because he's something different. See, we ought to be different, right? We ought to stand out. Not compromise because we don't want to go through the suffering. I'm going to lure my friend in. Yeah, we can go to happy hour, but you don't have to drink. You can just get you a Coke. No, I don't want to go to happy hour because I don't even want to be in the scene because I already know what might occur in that atmosphere. That's how one of my friends got killed. He went to the club, but he didn't drink or nothing like that. That really wasn't his scene, but he let somebody else talk him to do it because he was in town, one of his friends that he grew up with. But you got the seed in you, brother. Don't allow that because you didn't want to go through the suffering. Oh, man, he didn't want to kick it with me and all that.
Yeah.
And went to the club and got beat to death with a hammer.
Oh,
my God. See, stayed in Houston. They still haven't found out who did it. This has been years ago. I've talked about this before. But that as it may, a man cannot act like the devil and simultaneously be a disciple of Christ Jesus. A regenerated person should not sin as he did before being born again. Why? Because Christ's light that is in his heart shows the evil malignancy of sin whereby he should oppose and hasten. So in other words, it illuminates. See, what the light shows darkness. If you go into a room and the lights are out and it's dark in there, but when you turn on the light, then you are able to see all the things that's in the room. Right? And so that's what the light does for us. It opens up and it illuminates. And now that we have to learn how to oppose and to hate sin, let us not serve or enjoy what the Son of God came to destroy. And if you go back to this, he said, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. See, the seed is 100 every single time. We all have areas where temptations and old habits are hard to conquer. And when the devil knows this, this is where the attack comes from. See, because he knows that the seed is 100. And he knows if you begin to follow after what has been manifested to live on the inside of you, because you've been born again. Because it said, here it says that the regeneration, see, we've been regenerated. A regenerated person should not sin as he did before being born again. Y'all remember Nicodemus? See, he was telling them, man, you can't keep operating in your flesh. He said, you got to be born again. Spirit and spirit, flesh and flesh. See, so he said, well, what you mean? I got to go back into my mother's womb. He didn't even understand it because he was in the natural. He was too fleshy. He didn't even understand spiritual things. And I think a lot of times people come into church and they still don't understand spiritual things. They think, I got saved, but I still can live like I want to live. No, there should be some changes that should take place over the course of time. It don't mean that you're going to be this number one super Christian with the cape on your back as soon as you get saved. But over time that I'm practicing righteousness. And I'm no longer a sinner, but I still may sin because I'm in my flesh. Right? See, this body, we're not going to get a new body until we get ready to get up out of here. And then in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to get our new body. See? But until you're still operating in this body right here, you're going to do it. You're going to commit it. It's no possible way you can be perfect. Now, you can't be perfect, but the seed is perfect.
Yeah, yeah, it's
perfect. See, the seed is 100 every single time. And it lives on the inside of you. And if you are alive to have its way, it's going to get you better. It's going to make you better. It's going to make you wiser. Yeah. And you're going to be
be able to make better decisions concerning your life. Right? So, the seed is 100. And it says that regenerated person, in other words, your genes was messed up. So for that purpose, God sent Jesus Christ to give you some new genes, to give you a new seed that lives on, because we were born because of what Adam did. Right? Adam did, somebody say Adam did this. Because, so now, when you think Adam did this, so he said, I tell you what, man, all this stuff is cursed. He said, okay, man is cursed, the earth is cursed, and the devil is cursed. The devil, we already know what his judgment's going to be. He going in that lake of fire. But man had to be redeemed on Calvary. So, for this purpose, he sent his son that we may have a new genes in our bodies, that now that we can be redeemed from death unto life. So, when you think about this, John is referring to people who continue to sin and try to find ways to justify their behavior. See, you can't justify that. Because, you know, people always have their own opinion, and there's a way that seems right. Just follow the Bible. Just do what the words say. You know, folk want all, you know, you got the Israelites, they Hebrews. Okay, now you determine that you're a Hebrew or you're an Israelite. What you gonna do now? Are you gonna be loved? Are you gonna let the seed manifest to where you can do the work of the Father? Right? So then it says, doth not commit. And cannot sin means that the child of God does not deliberately try to sin because of the seed, which is 100. So now that I got the seed in me, I got this 100 seed in me, I'm not going to deliberately do stuff. See, somebody say, I'm not going to do it on purpose. See, because the seed that's in you, but the flesh, it want to do it on purpose. It want to sin all the time. See, but the seed cannot sin. So the seed gonna say, man, I tell you what, man, I'm not doing that. But if that's what you decide to do, I mean, I'm trying to tell you don't do that, man. I'm trying to tell you not to do that. Because I'm gonna make the right decision every single time. So all believers sin, but we should be continually striving to overcome sin. His seed remaining in him refers to the children of God abiding in God. A new life was born in us, so we should not make a practice of sin. Are we getting it? Yeah. Amen. Because the seed is 100. I'm almost done too. Being born of God is when a person has accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. We all know that. So being born again is a rebirth into a new family because we accepted Jesus Christ's death as the propitiation for our sin. So a propitiation means a substitute. Right? It means that now we couldn't use our credit, which was our genes, because it wasn't no good. So now you got to get somebody, here it is right here. You got to get somebody to step in, Mr. Boone, and be that propitiation, to be that cosign. Because this credit is good. This credit is one of who y'all talking. Who y'all got 800? No, don't raise your hand. I'm trying to see who y'all in the 800 score. If you got an 800, see, you don't have to have no propitiation. You don't have to have no substitute. You don't have to have nobody to get in there. You can go in there for yourself. See? You don't have to have a cosign. If you walk up in there with an 800, Mr. Boone, you already know this. If you come up in there with an 800, and they start crunching the numbers and they see what you coming in, and you ain't got no high debt, the ratio to income ratio, all that kind of stuff, and they gonna say, oh, you can have that. Here, let's head up and get this and draw up the paperwork, give you them keys. You know, but our genes was messed up, just like sometimes my credit messed up. We can't even get an auto one. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. You can't even prop your feet up. That little smile, little rock thing that you put. You can't even get one of don't think I want to spend that money, but I want it. You know how we want stuff. And they read my credit and said, well, you got denied. I can't even get a loan. My God. Boy, I'm in bad shape. Can't get the cash. Don't even talk about the cash, man. You can't even get this little bitty piece right here. Come on, somebody. but it had to be a substitute. It had to be somebody that was substituted for us because our genes was messed up. Because we were born into sin and shaping into iniquity. Right? Yeah. See, the shaping part is the influential part. See, that's the influential part. Because if you hang around people that you really look up to, then that's probably going to influence your behavior, just like Peter. His behavior got influenced because of who he was hanging around with. He was hanging around the seed that was 100. And everything that he did, he was teaching them what to do. He was teaching them how to what to say. He was teaching them how to forgive. He was teaching them how to have compassion. He was teaching them how to be 100. He was teaching them how to pray. He was teaching them how to conduct his business. Somebody go down and get that money out the fish, man. He was teaching them everything, right? Because he was demonstrating the Father right here on earth. He was demonstrating the kingdom because the seed is 100, and he was demonstrating the kingdom because the seed come from God. So the seed is always 100. Propitiation for our sin, a substitute. We have to have somebody to step in to be a ransom for us. So God the Father then forgives us and accepts us into the new family. Then the Holy Spirit moves into our hearts and minds and begins to change us to be more like Christ. See, that seed 100, there should be some changing on the inside that reflects on the outside. The more you walk with God, because I got the seed in me. See, the seed want to do right, but the flesh don't want to do right. The flesh, boy. And we all find that. My pastor perfect. No, your pastor not perfect. The seed that's in him is perfect because your pastor might commit an act. Your pastor might, see, because we can't put him up here because he was born in a seed just like everybody else. Right. And so he might make a mistake.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Because he didn't listen to the seed. But if we listen to that seed, Brother Boone, man, I tell you what, we're going to get stronger and stronger in that devil. Boy. See, that's when the attack going to come even more because he's mad at you because he come to defeat us. And for the purpose for us to be victorious, that's why the Son was manifested unto us that we can be redeemed and get some new genes because our genes was messed up. And our credit was messed up. I just use that as an analogy to make it more practical because we had to have somebody to step in for us to make us and put us on the right path. So, ways to allow the seed to be victorious, because the seed does not sin. As believers, we must learn how to submit to the seed we are born of. First, I'm giving you some ways. Because we all know about to be done. We should continually read the word of God and seek the power of the Holy Spirit. Because the word is a what? It's a seed. And it's the seed of God. And seek the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why when we're born again, we immediately, our spirits are quickened and we're given the Holy Spirit. See, people, you ain't got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, they're the same thing. Yeah. Let's not get that twisted. So people, they start saying, this is what, let me have a teachable moment right here. You don't got the Holy Ghost because you don't speak in tongues. That's a big myth right there.
Yeah.
Everybody is not going to speak in tongues. That doesn't mean you don't have the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is really something that you use for the purpose of the ministry to do what God tells you to do. It gives you the ability to carry it out. Yeah. Now, the tongue when they spoke in tongues, it was for a purpose to carry out what he was getting, what he was trying to convey to the people that was on in the day of Pentecost. So he gave them the ability to communicate. And even with the tongue, if you learn, if you have the gift, because it's a gift, and everybody don't have the same gift. What if everybody had the same thing? Everybody not gonna have the same thing. So it has to be some contra. It has to be somebody got to have this, somebody got to have this, somebody got to have this. What about the teacher? What about the preacher? What about, you see what I'm saying? What about the advantage? What, so you got to have all these different parts coming together for the effectual, right? Use of the ministry. The effectual works of the enemy that each joint supplies. It's in Ephesians chapter 4. Dina, could you pull it up? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. We'll read that in a minute. But what happens is that if a person has the gift, I wonder what happened to the gift. I'm not talking about the praying in front of everybody and people get, you're like, what are they talking about? Because if there is a tongue going forth, there must be an interpreter to be able to interpret what they're talking about, because we don't know what you're saying.
Yes, say that again.
Yeah. So if you don't speak in tongues, you just don't got the gift. That doesn't mean that you don't have the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. But it was a sign. Oh, yeah, because we're waiting on God. You ain't got it yet. Yeah, because he didn't give it to you.
Right.
That's why you don't got it. You know, if you hear him talk about it all day, that they're tearing to you got it. It's not meant for everybody. We got to get away. We got to clean up all this messed up in the church and all that kind of stuff. And then people think that you're over here preaching a different doctrine. No, we're coming out the Bible. We're preaching out the Bible. Did you get it? Yes, ma'am.
From whom the whole body fitly joined together.
See, the whole body fitly joined together because of what?
And compacted by that which every joint supplieth.
Uh-huh.
According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Uh-huh.
This I say therefore, and testify to the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk the vanity of their mind.
What else? Okay, so go back up. Wasn't it say that it was some in that same book? I believe it said that it was some. It was talking about the gifts. Is it in that same passage?
15.
Is it 15? Read.
Speaking the truth in love, they grow up.
Did you spectro, huh? Listen to this. Watch this. Because she went there. I was looking for that 15. That's not it. He says somebody find it for me. And it'll start talking about it, it'll start naming off the different gifts. And he gave some teachers, he gave some, I believe it's in that same chapter. You might have to Google it. But you have to understand that when you think about the Holy Spirit and people are like, I ain't got the Holy Ghost, Yes, you do, you already got it when you was reborn again. Because you got some new genes, you got a seed that lives on the inside of you that equips you to do the things that God has called you to do. So the Holy Ghost, it's a guide. It's like a GPS, and it gives you instructions and insight and a discernment on things that God wants to convey to somebody else. It puts you. What the Holy Ghost does is it puts you on a mission. Can I say it like that? And it shows you how to be able to get through and do the things that God has called you to. What did you find it?
11.
Read.
He gave some apostles,
then what?
Some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
For the perfection
of the saints, for the work of the ministry.
So that's the purpose of it, for the perfection of the saints, that we can edify the body of Christ, that we can be able to be equipped to go out and do the work, to do the work of God, to do the work of the ministry. If you go back up to level, that was the purpose of it, right? For us to be equipped. And then when you think about going back to 1 Peter 3:16, that it says, I always have an answer for those that want to know the hope that you have in Christ Jesus. So now that I'm getting everything because I'm connected to all these different parts in the ministry, now I'm equipped to be able to tell somebody about this God that I serve and about this seed that cannot see. Because the seed is 100, and what I'm trying to get you to do is to mature in the things that you need to know that you may be equipped, and you won't be walking around because you got saved, but you never sought after God and let him lead you through the Holy Spirit to become more and more mature, and that's why the church is so corny. They're acting out of their flesh, but they're not being led by the seed that keeps it 100 that's on the inside of it. Somebody say the seed is 100.
So he give us all these different things, and then when you go in Corinthians, it'll tell you about the different gifts, right? Yeah. That he gave people the power to. But why ain't nobody speaking in tongues no more, Ted? Did God change his mind?
No.
You know the reason why is because what I just said and what I just mentioned, that you have all these different parts that he gave some teachers, some pastors, some all these different there, and it's all connected together for the edifying of the saints that every joint shall supply. You know, that we may be equipped, right? So now there is no equipping, and so God said, I'm not going to give you no gift. You're not doing nothing.
Oh, man, that's harsh, Pastor.
Yeah, but we have to learn how to grow and be able to be led by the Holy Spirit and let that nonsense go. If you're going to be committed to God and let God do a work in you.
Yes.
You've already got little tidbits of it. You already know. But sometimes we'll try, okay, I'm going to commit to it. And then we keep on going there and life happens. That's what he's talking about, the seeds, when he was dropping the seed. Some fell by the wayside.
Yeah.
Some got choked because of the curls of the word. They came down, they ate up the seeds. The devil, the reason why he was manifested to give us a seed to prepare us for what is to come. People talking about, oh man, we in the church. Yeah, we're in the last and evil days. Yeah, we're living in superlative times. You can read that in 2 Timothy in chapter 3. You can read that and it'll talk about the perilous times. But the tribulation, we're talking about the tribulation and everything, the rapture and all that kind of stuff, which was in chapter 4 in Revelation. But it's not going to even compare to in that time period. The times that we're going through now, it doesn't compare. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time cannot compare to the glory that shall be revealed. I want to be part of that glory. I want to be a part of the one that's going to bring me up. Those that are dead are going to be risen first, and those that are still alive are going to be caught up. But in the twinkling of an eye, that you should be changed. You're going to get your new body. Somebody say, I'm going to get my new body. See, but the seed is 100, and now that I'm here, I want to be able to continue to be able to mature, to be able to be connected to the kingdom, because I got a new family now. I didn't come to bring peace, but I came to bring barons. That the mother and the father, the mother and the daughter going to be against each other. Why do you think? Well, you want to be saved, but the daughter want to be, she want to, she want to do something else. She don't want to be saved. So then there's a conflict when you're trying to minister to her, but then we got to learn how to minister. And if we're going to minister to them, we got to learn how to be a display for them to be able to see. We have to be the frontlets in their eyes. We have to be the representation of the kingdom. So they have to see it in the home. They got to see it when we ride around. They got to see it when we interact with other people. So now there's a reflection of the seed that's in you that's keeping it 100. And now, when you minister to them, they'll be more apt to listen. Because you can't tell them nothing. They're seeing you going against what the seed is 100 in you, but you walking in your flesh on a daily basis. They hear you on the phone. They hear you talking about folk. They hear the things that you're doing. They hear in the conversation. They see in your actions. You're not being led by the Spirit of God. So, number one is continually read the Word of God, because it's a seed. And seek the power of the Holy Spirit. Number two, we should run away from lustful desires. those impulses that we get. Since the seed is 100 and you've just been abiding in your word and you're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you on every decision. Because a lot of times we try to seek out, watch this. I ain't talking about y'all. We'll seek the counsel of somebody that ain't going to give us godly counsel. Instead of us seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit. God will tell you.
Yeah.
He'll lead you. And it might not be what you want to hear. You're right. But if you'll sit there and listen, because you've been in the Word, you say, God, I want to be led by your Spirit. I want to be led by your Holy Spirit. I'm coming to a dilemma. I'm going through a situation. I'm going through some tribulation and some trial, God. But I need direction on this. I'm not going to call Sister Butterbean because Sister Butterbean, she's not right. She sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She sounds good like she got wisdom. And we'll run off and tell somebody, she deep.
Yeah.
No, she's not deep. The only way she's going to be deep is she's going to be deep in that word. And then when you come to her, she's going to give you godly counsel. So, the seed is 100. And so now, the second thing we have to do is that we should run away from these impulses, these lustful desires, because we know that that flesh is not 100. It goes and it opposes the things of God because it wants to do things on its own. And there's a way that seems right unto man. See, that's that flesh thing. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. See? But the steps of a good man. See, because the seed. Mr. Boone, it's ordered by the Lord because he's in his word, he's getting direction, he's being led by the Holy Spirit. So every step that he takes, he's taking because the seed is 100, and now that he's submitting to the seed, now he's making the right decision. And even though he's making the right decision, he might have to go through some suffering. So, and the third thing, look for assistance from other believers. Not Sister Butterbean. People that you know. See, the Bible says you should know those that you labor among. Not what Sister Butterbean told you about the ones that you labor among. Don't go by that. See, you're going to get messed up. There should be a track record to show you that, man, these good people. They in that word. They praying. They doing all these type of things. Sister Butterbean is talking a bunch of nonsense. And I don't know what happened to her and them, but I want to be connected to other believers that's going to give me wise counsel and that's going to tell me the truth. See, even though we don't want to hear it, see, the truth, man, it just cuts you so good. It's the word of God is like a two-edged sword. And boy, it go deep down. If you going down in the mouth, they say that transplant, that's a painful procedure, they say. Because you got to go inside the bone. I got to go to the doctor, my hip been hurt. I said, man, what's wrong with my hip? And the pain run all down here by my leg, all down by my fifth. And I said, man, that hurt. I don't know what it is, but I need that fixed. Before I came to church, I was like, my God. I was all on the cabinet, and it was in one spot, and I was like, did my leg like that. I was like, my God. God, please help me. I got to go to church. I got to preach. And then I stood up. My God. But that's a painful procedure. But that word, the truth, we got to have. And people don't want to hear the truth because they see things in their own way. They got their own opinions. But what does the word say? I always remember that. When you get ready to do something or when somebody, what does the word say? When people come on up trying to dump something on you, no, man, let's pray about it. See, you got to quit allowing people to dump stuff on you. See, the seed want to do right. It wants to do right. So we can accomplish this by the renewing of our minds. daily. Romans 12 and 2.
I'm getting you some scriptures just to support what we're talking about. Because I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Let me make sure. 5, 6, 7 scriptures I'm going to give you. And then we'll be done. Thank God for your coming. Romans 12 and 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, that's allowing the seed to manifest in you. See, and the only way that we're going to start adhering to the seed or submitting to the seed is that our mind has to change. So that's when we get born again, some of our thoughts ought to be changed. We can bring those thoughts. That's why it says in the Bible, I believe it's in Corinthians, to bring into captivity every thought and imagination. You got to bring that thing into captivity. Because our thoughts going to lead us into action, right? People just don't just go and get no drugs. They was on drugs, then they been clean and sober, and then next thing you know, they start thinking about it. They think about it. They just don't go and do it. I'm going to go do some drugs. They start thinking about it. They start thinking about the needle. They start thinking about that kush. They start thinking about all that. I don't know what they spoke. I just see different stuff. I used to study that drugs a lot. Because I wanted to know, man. Golly, man, that stuff is horrible. But they start thinking about it. Then they start thinking, start meditating on it. See, that's why our mind got to be renewed. It got to be changed. And so now when the seed comes in, because the seed is 100, what it starts doing is it starts developing in us. It starts germinating. What is that? What's that word that they call the germinate? It starts coming up and we start getting better. As it continues to blossom and grow, it starts getting better. Then it breaks through the soil. See, then we get a breakthrough. Our mind starts begins to change. And things that we used to think about and meditate on and places we don't do that no more because we got a renewing of our mind because the seed is 100. And now that I'm submitted to the seed that's placed on the inside of me, but when I was reborn again because I got a new family now, then I'll be able to prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. I'm not perfect, but the seed is. Right. I might sin, but the seed cannot. Right. And what the seed is trying to get you to do is to link up with it and to be compatible with it and to follow it in the direction of it because it's on the inside of you. And our foundational scripture, look at this, Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. We read it every discipleship hour. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24, which this church was founded on this particular scripture. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's where we got this. That's where we founded this church. That's why we called it True Identity. So victory brings happiness, joy, and contentment, and defeat brings heaviness, sorrow, and pain. Isaiah 41 and 10. And we're almost done. Are you there? Almost.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. When?
When my flesh want to start tripping and try to get me to do something, I'm going to give you strength. Yeah. Yeah, I will help thee when I feel like giving up, when I feel like there ain't nobody there, when I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness, because the seed is 100, is perfect, and it wants to lead you, it wants to guide you, it wants to help you. It wants to keep you on the course of righteousness. That's why I placed it in here for this purpose, that the Son was manifested, that I may destroy the works of the devil. So don't get dismayed if you make a mistake and say, man, I can't get this. Yes, you can. Let it have its perfect work. Isaiah 43. Verse 18 and 19. I love this scripture right here. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Are you there? Remember ye not the former things. See, I got my mind been changed. I got a renewing of the mind. I got a new seed. I got a seed in me that's 100. So now I'm not going to dwell on it. There'll be some changes that should take place. So now I'm not going to keep on harping on these former things. Let little Johnny go. He's gone. Quit thinking about little Johnny. He ain't no good for you. Neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. What? The seed that's 100. It's going to spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Man, look what the seed wants to do for us. It's not meant for us to put no harm for us, but the enemy wants to destroy us, and he don't want us to know the truth, because he knows that the truth will make us free. And don't compromise when it's not a popular thing that, oh, everything, everybody else. No, it ain't everybody else. You do what God says. Do what God says. He placed the seed in us that we may not be destroyed. He sent it so that the works of the enemy may be destroyed. Look at all this stuff that's going on now. The enemy is working hard. Boy, he's out in the middle of all this stuff. But if we stay focused on God, we don't live in no box. We still know what's going on. We're not naive to racism and all that kind of. We're not naive to that. And we address it as such. Right? But we still got to do what God tells us to do. We still have to be holy. We still have to learn how to forgive. We still have to love. And sometimes that can be a difficult thing. Even when he said, how many times should we give? 7 times. Man, that's a hard thing. Even Peter said, these are hard sayings. Who can observe them? Yeah. I know it. Sometimes it's hard, man. You know, hate to be right there and be grinning in your face. And you know they don't like, you know they don't say stuff about you. But they right there and they always put it up like they your BFL. Come on now. And you be knowing they don't even know that you know it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But you still got to... You know what I mean? I'll be like, man, I'll be tripping on that. He's putting on me. Yo, man, what's up, man? What's up, Pastor T? Yo, I know. Like, I don't even know. I'm like, I'm tripping. I'm like Pastor T don't know. I'm like, but Pastor T can't get in his flesh.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. I'm not going to give you no piece of my mind, because I got to stick across the seed in me, and I want to do what's right. I want to be led by the Spirit, but the Spirit has already revealed things to me, and even the actions that you have already taken that people have said, I already know, so I'm not tripping, but I'm going to still be me. And you think you're really doing something. No, you're not doing that, because I already know. But I'm going to still show you love. I'm going to still, you're whatever. Psalms 118:6. This seed is 100. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? See, we don't want to go through the sufferings. And then we're compromised because we think about what somebody, you know, people been murdered with the mouth all the time. They're going to murder you with their mouth, boy. Thou shalt not kill. Well, it don't have to be a literal thing to really kill you. Thou shalt not kill. Yeah, in a literal sense as well. But people been murdered with their mouth. We murdered people with their mouth for years, man. They put their mouth on you, man, and bring your spirit all the way down. But if you don't understand the sea say, I'm with you, I'm going to protect you, I'm going to help you. Don't worry about it. He said, man, what can man do unto you? Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. We think things take too long. Somebody say the seed take time. Well, we saw mail, boy. Brandon's girl, he sent me a picture of Gordon and stuff. I said, man, look at Brandon, man. Little form and stuff, form of his.
Yeah.
He got boxes everywhere and stuff that he's growing. He sent it to me, look at my girl. Oh, yeah, man, that's good, man. I ain't going to get some pebbles or something, man. But he didn't build those boxes and all that and drop them seeds in there, all that, because this stuff done blossom. I'm like, man. And he didn't go out there and say, man, what's going on? You know, when we get born again, we think that we're supposed to be endowed in the scripture and know the scriptures and all that and know the Bible. How he know all that? Well, he spent time in the Word. How you think he know this?
Yeah.
How you think he have this knowledge or she have this knowledge? They had to get it from studying the Word and tearing the Word by the Spirit in the Word. But it took time from the time that they were reborn again up until the time that you seen the evidence of them having knowledge of the Word. Man, you think I know the stuff that I know, and I just, this is all of a sudden when I got reborn again that it just popped up in my mind? Man, I was studying that Word. I've been studying the Word for years. But have I made mistakes through the time that I was studying the Word because of my flesh and I didn't listen to the seed? Yes. But I realized that the seed is perfect. It's 100. And it wants to do right every single time. But there is a season. That's it. Like now, I'm not going to plant no seeds in winter. It's not time. And it doesn't have a purpose because you're not going to see the grass green in the winter unless you maybe have some fescue, I don't know.
Artificial.
Or some artificial. But to everything there is a season and a time. The seed takes time. The maturity level takes time. But you have to put in an effort to be able to mature in the things of God. Last scripture, Job 23:10. Job 23:10. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as God. We have to go through the suffering. And even in that particular scripture, if you do research on how they do the gold when they put it in the the little, I forget what the name of that thing is.
Crucible. They put it in a crucible. And they put it in that hot fire. Because they have to get rid of all of the impurities and the dross. But when it goes through that process, Mr. Boone, right? It comes out as pure gold. Don't nobody want to go through the fire. Don't nobody want to go through the persecution. Don't nobody want to go through the sufferings. Because they're worried about what their friends say. They're worried about what their family say. They're worried about what their neighbor says. But we have to go through it because there's a time and a season to be able for it to manifest and to mature into what it needs to be. When the gold goes through that process, it comes out as pure gold. And God is telling us today that the seed is perfect. And what he wants us to do is to submit to what he's telling us to do. He's saying, I want you to be in my word. Continually read the word of God. Seek the power of the Holy Spirit. Run. I'm talking about take on running. Be a track star from lustful desires. And look for assistance from other believers. Iron sharpens iron, so shall a man sharpen the countenance of his friend. Don't let people dump stuff in your spirit. Guard your spirit. I hope you enjoyed the word of God today. The seed is 100. Let us all stand. Is there any specific thing that anybody desires for me to pray for? If you got a specific prayer request, I'm going to pray. And you can just tell me what it is and I'll pray about it. About your job? Still, right? Okay. You're going through. Going through the fire. Coming out like prayer go. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Your brother David, did he have a procedure?
He had one of them.
He got another procedure coming up. Right. So we know that the liver, it regenerates itself, right? So should that they go, they're going to cut that out. That's going to be a blessing because we believe. We believe what God is going to do. We thank God for you, Sister Delight, for God touching your body and protecting you, basically, from being able to catch that COVID-19. It's tough. I was over with my friend Elon House, and he's doing well. He's fully recovered, but he still has some weakness in him. Because we was pulling off the TV off the back, and my cousin was supposed to come, but he wasn't there yet because he had some other things to do. He came later. But Eloy, he said, I'm going to help you. I said, Eloy, man, just take your time. And so when we got the TV off the back of the truck, he took about 10 steps. He said, man, hold up. His strength is not there yet. He said he had to learn how to walk again.
Yep.
It zapped his spirit. I mean, not his spirit, but it zapped his strength. I said, my God, that stuff is tough. So, but we was able to get it and take it in. And I said, man, let's just drag it. It's in a box. Praise God. But we thank God that your test was negative. Amen. Anybody else got anything? Because I'm going to pray collect. I'm going to pray. I'm going to hit all those and then we'll be dismissed. Yes, ma'am. Definitely. Most definitely. Anything else?
Let us bow heads. Father, we thank you and we praise you right now, God. You heard the requests, God, that were made, God, under the sound of my voice, God, even in this edifice as we stand right now, God. And I thank you and I praise you right now, God, that Sister Deborah has made a decision, God, that she's going to go through the fire, God. Oh, God, it might be uncomfortable, God, that she has to get up and go, God. And maybe, God, she might have a feeling of dread, God, when she gets up and go to work, God. She has to work, God. She has to take care of her business and her household, God. But I thank you right now, God, as we believe by faith, God, for you to open up a door for us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And whatever door that you open, God, it's going to be better, God, than the one that you're closing, God. Oh, God, that her salary would increase, God, that she would not have to take a decrease in salary, God, but you would even give her more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. That shall not be a struggle, God. But I thank you right now, God, for holding her, God, leading her, and guiding her, God. And even, God, in the scripture that we just read, God, you said that you'll help us, God. Help her, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to come out of this, God, as pure gold, in the name of Jesus, God. But even in the process, God, that she knows, God, that the seed is perfect, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her be a representation, God, in the name of Jesus, of you, God, even though through the suffering, God. I thank you right now, God. I thank you, God, for touching, God, Sister Delight's body, God. I thank you for covering her, God, our comings and her goings, God. And even, God, with the duties that she still has to perform, God, on her job, God. I thank you, God, for protecting her, God. That, God, your protection is complete, God. That she shall not contract any kind of virus, God. In the name of Jesus. No sickness, God, shall come upon her, God. That she shall continue to prosper, God, in her wealth and in her health, God. We speak it and declare it. In the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, for God, the changes in this nation, God, that are taking place, God. That you're doing things behind the scenes, God, and even out front, God. Oh, God, it's time for change, God. It's been going on too long, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Give us good new senators, God, in the name of new representatives, God. That, God, we can make the changes for all people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for just supervisors, God, on our jobs, God. We thank you and we praise you for it right now, God. Lead us into the right direction, God. Oh, God, heal this land, God. We speak it right now in the name of Jesus. We stand by faith, God. Believe in your word, God. I thank you for David, God. Oh, God, even, God, the things that he's been through in his body, God. You know he's been under attack, God, from this terrible disease of cancer, God. And, God, you brought him out the first time, God. You'll bring him out again, God. Whatever the doctors have to do on his liver, God, let them do it precisely, God. Let them do it with holy hands, God. I thank you, God, for the regeneration. Even after the procedure, God, that it regenerates into a full, healthy liver, God. We speak it, God. We speak healing over his life right now. In the name of Jesus, God. We call it well. We call it done, God. We thank you, God, by his stripes, God. We were already healed, God. And even the rest of all of us, God. We thank you, God, for your provision. We thank you, God, for what you're doing, your mercy and your grace, God. We thank you, God, even those that are traveling back from out of town, continue to cover them, God. Even those that's riding on the side of them, in the front, God, and even on the other direction, God. I thank you and I praise you, God, that we pray for our nation, God, as we come together in love, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your word that makes the difference, God. We know that the seed is perfect, God. Oh, God, and even when we fall short of the glory, God, oh, God, that we repent and get back on track. We thank you for what you're doing now, God. In Jesus' name, we give thanks as we leave, but to never leave your presence. Be with us as we go to our favorite destination. Don't let no hurt or no danger befall upon us until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed.